From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks are falling from a record. Banks and energy producers are retreating. We've got crude oil down 2% now, dropping 86 cents, $41.90 now on West Texas Intermediate crude. Gold up $6.90 the ounce, gaining 0.5% to $13.49. The 10-year up 13 32nds, yield 1.50%. S&P 500 index down 7 points to 2174, a drop of 0.3%. NASDAQ down 23, a drop of 0.4%. Dow Industrials down 42, a drop of 0.2%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
Let's take stock of the airline industry. If you've been listening all week, you know that Delta Airlines' computer system shut down. On Monday, the airline canceled more than 1,000 flights. About 90 flights are canceled today. Let's find out more about airlines from Michael Sasso, airline reporter for Bloomberg News, joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. Michael, thanks very much for being with me. Tell us a little bit about the glitch, the problem, the issues related not only to Delta Airlines, but also I noted that July 20th, Southwest had a computer outage that it is blaming for some of its woes. What's going on with the airline computer systems?
Right. Yeah. Good to be here. Delta has generally had a pretty good run of things in the last few years. It's kind of been relatively immune to these computer glitches, but it kind of things got caught up to it the other day. And so far, I think we're over right around 2,000 cancellations at Delta over the last 3 days. So that's a big deal to them. Delta prides itself on being the most reliable of the major four U.S. airlines. So they've really been apologizing like crazy. Their CEO's made two video recordings now apologizing to customers. What happened? They're citing a power failure at their big computer data center here in Atlanta. They say that basically some kind of a transformer blew, cut power to their computers, and mysteriously their backup power also failed, and so they were without power to their data center for some period, and that kind of fouled up all of their systems, from their flight operations to reservations to customer service, and just a kind of a big mess. And you're right, Southwest Airlines had a similar incident just a couple weeks ago that caused about 2,300 cancellations. And so it seems to be a recurring problem that none of the airlines can escape right now.
Michael, in a recent story on Bloomberg that I recommend about Delta's system failure, you spoke with Bob Edwards, the former chief information officer for United Continental Holdings. What did he say about this?
Yeah, it was really enlightening. I was glad to get in touch with him, and he was surprisingly candid. He acknowledged that he had a number of issues himself. He said he retired, and he acknowledged it was not entirely voluntary. He retired under pressure. United just had a number of problems with computer, and basically he doesn't know specifically, of course, what happened at Delta, but he generally says that this thing is likely to keep happening, not necessarily to Delta, but throughout the industry, because the way he characterized it, the airline industry tends to have kind of older computer equipment. There's a little bit of reticence to upgrade things. Sometimes chief financial officers don't want to spend the money that it might need to upgrade these systems. And all of these systems are just so interconnected, maybe unlike a factory computer system or whatnot. Once one system goes down on an airline, you know, say the flight operations that kind of keeps track of aircraft, that will foul up the reservations and in all the other systems. So they're very interconnected, and the whole industry is very susceptible to this kind of thing.
Is there any redundancy that has been built into these systems?
Well, there is. Delta has taken a lot of heat over the last few days. People suggesting, you know, why didn't they have redundant systems? Why didn't they have redundant power source? Why didn't they have redundant computers? Now, they came out very aggressively, I think it was yesterday, and said, hey, we did have a redundant power source. But for some reason, it gets very technical, that redundant power source didn't work. And so that's a question. Now, what Edwards, the former United CIO, said was that, you know, all these things, unfortunately, even the best laid plans can fail. And even when you have redundancy, it can, you know, a lot of things could get fouled up.
Michael, is the consolidation of the airline industry also a culprit that they're trying to meld together a lot of legacy systems while they're flying their aircraft 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
I think that could be. I think it certainly was in United's case. United, and Mr. Edwards again, he acknowledged that was a big problem when they pulled together United and Continental Airlines. I mean, you had each of them had separate systems, and they wound up going with, I believe it was United system, where you know, some feel like they should have gone with Continental system. And he acknowledged that, you know, these things are very complicated, and when you try to bring together two of these systems, you know, that there's a lot of room for error. Now Delta merged with merged with Northwest, I believe that was in 07 or 08. So, I mean, they've had ample time to merge these things. I don't think that was an issue in the recent Delta event.
Do you see them spending more money on these kinds of computer systems? I mean, if you're in the IT industry, should you be calling on the airlines right now and saying, hey, look, we've got something that might be able to help you?
Yeah, I would probably a good sales call to make right now. I do. Delta again came out, and Ed Bastian, their CEO, in one of his two recorded messages said, hey, we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars in the last 3 years upgrading our technology. So they're saying they were not remiss in doing this. But, you know, particularly with Delta, one of the things I'm watching is they've got so much invested in their reliability. I mean, everything about what they sell to customers and businesses is we're number one in reliability. So you have to think that in some back room they're plotting out how to keep this from ever happening again.
Thanks very much. Michael Sasso, airline reporter for Bloomberg. Shares of Delta down 2%. This is Bloomberg. Coming up on Taking Stock, the Bank of England's plan is to keep calm and carry on buying. This coming after the central bank said it will deal with a shortfall in bond purchases. That's next.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for the Future Investor Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/FutureInvestor/radio.